Hi, I'm Jonathan Gilkerson, Assistant Professor of Biology at Shepherd.
You have been published in a very prestigious journal.
Yeah.
This research, it's groundbreaking because of why?
I worked in the plant cell biology lab, and the lab that we worked in is interested in how plant cells function. And one of the functions all cells have to deal with are damaged organelles. If your organelles get damaged, your organelles are basically compartments within your cells that do specialized function, like your mitochondria in animal cells and plant cells are sort of the energy powerhouse. They're processing your food molecules and turning them into cellular energy, and chloroplasts are a powerhouse in addition to mitochondria that work in plant cells to capture light energy and transform it into food energy. All cells have to deal with damaged organelles, and there's lots of ways organelles get damaged because of free radicals, because of reactive oxygen species, radiation, and so on. So there has to be a way to clear out damaged organelles and to recycle them, because if you don't recycle and clear out damaged organelles, it creates very sick cells. So, for example, Parkinson's disease in humans is caused by the accumulation of damaged mitochondria. So your mitochondria, which are processing a lot of energy pathways, get damaged in those processes. And they're usually taken out of the cell so that they don't accumulate. But if you're missing the pathway that removes those damaged organelles, they persist and cause diseases like Parkinson's disease. And what was interesting about this discovery is that we discovered chloroplasts, when they're damaged, are removed by a similar process to which damaged mitochondria are removed, similar to the Parkinson's pathway.
What is the practical application to this as far as, I mean, this is a plant, so I don't know if there is a human application to it or if it could lead to some kind of discovery that will be helpful in, like you mentioned, Parkinson's disease.
Because of these processes that create damaged organelles, we need to be able to understand how plants deal with damage because they're in stressful situations all the time. So if you can understand the basic cellular biology of how plant cells function, you can better engineer and understand how plants deal with stress and create better crop plants, I think. So that's the plant biology answer. And as it relates to Parkinson's disease, there's a lot of mystery around Parkinson's disease, and there's still some controversy about how it works. So a lot of times plants offer better models to study related pathways than in animals. So you can make discoveries in different model organisms like plants or yeast or something that you couldn't make by studying it in humans because of just the nature of that model organism. So hopefully by understanding and figuring out some stuff about how plants recycle their organelles, you might be able to translate that and make some discoveries about how animals also recycle their organelles. So it's really a basic science question. What I was involved with was showing that a particular protein tag on the chloroplasts are what's targeting them to be destroyed. So basically what happens is there's a little tag that gets attached to the outside of these chloroplasts. It's called ubiquitin. And you can coat the damaged organelle with this ubiquitin, and that tells the cell to remove it. So that was my part of the project, to show that these damaged organelles get coated in ubiquitin.
Is it exciting to work on this?
Oh, yeah, it was super exciting because, first of all, I worked on the ubiquitin pathway for a long time. I started as a graduate student working on the ubiquitin pathway, which is a pathway to tag damaged proteins and damaged organelles and destroy them to recycle. And people thought that chloroplasts were sort of untouched by this pathway. There was no ubiquitination of chloroplasts. There was no proteins inside the chloroplast that had this modification. So it was pretty exciting to discover that, in fact, these chloroplasts also are involved in this pathway. It's a ubiquitous pathway. That's the name.
Now, what do you think about being listed I mean, having this article in this journal.
Well, it's very exciting. Most people dream about being on a science paper or being a first author on a science paper their whole careers. And it was just very exciting to work on this project because it really was groundbreaking. And it's just fun to see how excited people get when you... Every day is a discovery, really. We make discoveries, small discoveries. But to make something as impactful as this is super exciting.